Sometimes it doesn't take a full-bodied apparition or a voice or something super obvious for you to realize that your house is haunted.
My husband and I were sitting on the couch watching television, and our dog kept being weird. Like, she kept, she wouldn't lay down next to us on the couch. She wouldn't just chill. She was up. She was pushing against either him or myself, and she was just acting real protective. And I didn't really think anything of it at first because she was sick earlier today, and we just thought, okay, well, maybe she's just coming down off of that, whatever.
You know, that's an acceptable thought process. It's very common. An animal will be acting different, strange, out of the ordinary for various reasons. They seem to be much more sensitive to our atmosphere and things of that nature than we are. So it's not uncommon for them to be acting strange if a front is coming through or a storm is on the way or any number of reasons. There could be a strange animal outside the house that's just getting them perked up and they're smelling it, but there's no way we're ever going to sense it. It's not always the paranormal.
For no reason, I got something in the pit of my stomach, and I knew that there was something in my house. I could just feel it. I can't explain it. It was almost like I was nervous about something. And
I should add in at this part in the story, this happened to this woman the night she shared this on our phone line. So this occurrence, literally minutes prior, she called us to share the story. That's an important note to make about what is about to happen on the phone. Sometimes, keep in mind, spirits don't like their stories being told. And it's very rare to get a phone abnormality like this.
I looked at her and I said, My name is Brooke. Are you okay? And she was sitting against me, and I looked at my husband and I said, do you feel okay? And he said, yeah.
That was an odd one. I can honestly say, after going through God knows how many calls on the show, probably tens of thousands, I've never heard a phone do that with the repetition repeating itself over and over. Then the clicking starts up. I've heard the clicking before. We've had clicking on calls when something fairly evidently didn't want something being told. That was an odd characteristic of a phone call. We get drop calls, we get bad calls, we get all sorts of weird things all the time. That sounded strange. The timing sounded strange. As she's talking about this experience and trying to get it out minutes after it happened.
And I didn't. And I said, I think she's protecting me. I think there's something in this house. And we asked it to go. We told it if it was a negative presence, it had to leave. But if it was positive, it could stay. And if it was positive, it had to reassure our dog that it was positive. I just hope that everything's going to be okay. But I wanted to share that story while it was still fresh in my mind. So
I truly hope everything is going to be okay. And I thank her for calling us first to share that while it is fresh in her mind. I don't think she's even aware at this point of the abnormality in that call until she hears the story. It was very, very odd. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we are going to hear a lot of stories. Stories about a haunted house that a woman flees the moment she's legally old enough to move. And years later, having the opportunity to corroborate her stories with her younger sister. And they all match up. Thing is, they'd never talked about this prior, but they both felt the same presences in that home. Dark presences in that home. Also, coincidences. Is there such a thing? Woman's listening to a popular ghost podcast called Real Ghost Stories Online, the show. Presses pause, goes and does some stuff. And the coincidence that happens and correlates to what we start talking about on the air is stunning. And when I was reading the story, it also had a strange, coincidental, timely coordination for me as well back here. We'll talk about that. A young girl witnesses the distress of another young girl while on a historic home tour. The only thing is, the other girl is from a different time and place, and no one else sees her. And an orb transports a woman into a trance-like state, not allowing her to move or look away. This is not an orb caught on camera thing. This is a, what the hell is that light flying around out my window? Oh my God, type of thing. Some good stories. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. This is EPP 237. Stay with us. This first story is one that completely caught me off guard when I was reading it. Obviously, you can tell I record the intro to the story after I've actually read the story. Kind of need to get a little insight into it. But what gets me about this story is the weird synchronicity of it. Jenny always says she does not believe in coincidences. And I don't think I do either. I think this happened for a reason. And it's weird because the correlation that happens in this story with our podcast is actually involved in this story. Someone listening to it, an event that occurs in her home, paranormally, completely coincides with something that we talk about on the air. And a very specific thing that I don't necessarily talk about all that often. And the weird thing is, right before I started doing the show today and recording this, I was thinking a lot about the object that is talked about in this story. An old candy jar from my grandparents' house that always has a very distinct smell to it, no matter what. No matter what I put in it, still keeps the smell. So it hit me when I was recording this episode, and I got to that point. I'm like, what the hell? There's so much coincidental timing for this writer of the story and weird coincidental timing of me reading the story. It's one of those things where everything comes together and you don't know why. Take a listen. The weirdest thing happened to me yesterday. While I was listening to your podcast, recently weird stuff has been happening around me. The latest one was when I was in bed. I just finished reading and I closed my eyes. Not for very long, though. I was still awake. I suddenly heard, over my thoughts, a woman saying, "Victoria, we found the Ipswich baby." In my mind's eye, I saw a woman dressed in old-fashioned clothes knelt down over my bedroom fireplace, which has a small child's handprint in front of them. It was dried into the cement when it was built. I'm not sure why. Ipswich is a town near where I live, but in a different county. This was all completely random and out of the blue, and was not a dream. Yesterday has really thrown me, though. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner and listening to your podcast. A listener had written in about a haunted object, and you were just saying about how you hadn't experienced a haunted object per se, except at this moment, I put the dinner on to cook for 20 minutes, and I paused the podcast to say to my husband, who was in the next room, "I'm just going to go upstairs to the loo. Don't let Henry in the kitchen because the oven is on. Henry's our 3-year-old son." And then I did just that. After using the loo, I went into our bedroom to get my phone charger, and I entered our room. I was hit with the strongest and most overbearing scent of artificial lemons of some sort. It was so strong it stopped me in my tracks. This has never happened before. I stood still for a while, just sniffing and trying to see if I could tell where the smell was coming from. But it sort of faded away. Not frightening, but confused me. I came downstairs and said to my husband, I swear I'm haunted. He asked why I said that. Because they say that random and overbearing smells can be a sign of a spirit present or something in our bedroom. I was just up there just now, and I was absolutely thrown by this artificial lemon smell. We talked about it for a minute, and he wasn't too interested, because I suppose if you weren't there, it's not particularly an interesting story. I smelled something. Maybe even if you were there, it's not that interesting, but it was enough to stop me in my tracks and then tell my husband about it. I then went back to the kitchen to continue cooking. I pressed play on the podcast, and you continued with a story of how you have your grandparents' old candy jar, which no matter what you store in it or how much you wash it out, it always smells of candied lemons. I burst into the living room and said to my husband, "Oh my God." He asked, "What?" And I said, "Did you not hear what they just said on the podcast?" And he said, "No, what?" And when I told him, even he had to admit, it was very, very strange. Recently, I've learned that the reason I've been this way, I've been all my life, is that my parents are narcissists who have been emotionally abusing me since forever. Since this realization and the subsequent change in my awareness and confidence and freedom, the more attuned I have become to people's energies and my own, things like this have started happening. It's as if my awakening has opened a door. I'm not sure if I'm scared or okay about it, or if I'm just weird. It's truly hard to know. With all these things, I may come across as one of the scariest people you'll ever meet. But through it all, I think I'm handling it okay. That wraps up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode from Real Ghost Stories Online. In the rest of the episode, two sisters share the same horror story of their childhood. Same house they grew up in, but they don't discover all these strange, dark things that they both encountered because they never talked about it in childhood until years after growing up and moving away. A young girl witnesses the distress of another young girl while on a historic home tour, only to discover that the other little girl was from a completely different place and time. And an orb, it's not just in a picture anymore. This woman sees it in real life, comes up to her window, and puts her in a trance-like state, not allowing her to look or move away. Fascinating story. All that and more in this week's EPP bonus episode. To hear this and get access to all 237 bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, sign up to become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. You can also do it through Patreon. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus episodes, or you can sign up for a yearly membership, get 1 month free, and then claim yourself a bunk bed bell or a spirit flask. Choice is yours. You also get a free e-copy of our book when you sign up for any EPP membership. So lots of perks right there. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.